Welcome. Welcome to the Shamba Pavilion on the Big Island of Hawaii. We're here for Shroud 8 of the Passion Series, and it's quite an amazing time to be here. Jeff, how are you doing?
Watching that opening with the majestic land, but the opening video for today just kind of gave me the chills and the goosebumps. It's unprecedented times that we're living in right now. It's April 4th, 2020. That's the big 444. And we are gathered here together with Shamba from all over the world. We're here in the pavilion. Of course, it's empty here, as it's empty just about every place in the world right now. We don't have a live audience here today. We've got a great production crew, but no live audience. So we want to welcome each and every one of you to this very, very special day.
So
even if you're watching it later, we just appreciate you being here for this. There's so much going on, and I don't know if you call it excited, nervous, but with what
every
we have going on today.
Every one of those words and more I've seen today.
Yeah. Just everything going on. One thing is for sure, we're very, very happy to be here with each and every one of you.
Absolutely. It's truly a blessing. And you are truly a blessing to anyone that knows you, because you must be there with your clarity and confidence and just radiating your sovereignty.
Absolutely. So we're going to get started with the day again, just a kind of a different world. It'd be interesting to see what happens over the next few months on the planet. But one thing we know is we're here for a reason, for a purpose. So last night, as we were kind of getting ready for bed, I happened to step out on the lanai and I looked up at the moon, and there was this beautiful, beautiful moon. I don't know if you could see it in the graphic here that we're showing on the screen, but it was not a full moon, but yet it looked that way because there were some clouds in front of it. But there is a circle, a ring.
Incredible.
And it's really, really on the outer edges of this graphic. And again, really hard to capture. You ran and got your camera and your.
Well, it was just a phone, Jeff.
Well, you got your phone. It's a little better than mine, so you grabbed the shot. But it was, to me, so symbolic. If we can go back to that for just a moment, but it was so symbolic. It's the circumpunct, the circle on the outside, the dot in the middle. And it was just like a huge message that it's all what this is all about, consciousness. That's why we're here. That's what it's all about. On the lower right-hand side of the illustration there, you can see that's what a circumpunct looks like. It's the circle with a dot in the middle. And last night, it was just forming all over us.
And Jeff, wasn't that right about at the dawning of technically April 4th on the planet?
No, actually, it had been going on for a little while because we're in such a late time zone. It was 8 o'clock our time
last
night.
Yeah, April 3rd,
night.
I'm saying it was already April 4th in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So most I'm saying.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
In Europe, it was already April 4th.
Yeah.
Actually, back in the States, for the most places, it was April 4th. So it just kind of shifted things within me. It was, it was just a cool sign.
Well, it's kind of like a wink from nature.
Absolutely. So I'm jumping ahead way too much here on my slides, getting all excited about this. Today's Shroud is dedicated to the Crimson Circle staff. That includes Vili, Alan, Bonnie, Sesa, Michelle, Dinu, Michelle, Mikhail, Jorge Marino, Peter Orlando, Steve Salins, Gene Tinder. They've been doing such an incredible job over these last, 4 weeks, where things have really gotten crazy. We've been cranking out so much video, messages from Adamus, some new products. We've been doing a lot of filming here at Villa Amyo, a lot of things going on, and they have just been working so, so hard. So we want to give you a very, very special thank you for your hard work, your dedication right now. The staff is just incredible, and Linda and I wanted to dedicate this Shroud to them, a Shroud that may, I know will go on for years and years and years. So a very big shout out to all of them for all the hard work lately. It's been a hell of a month. Normally it's pretty busy, but this last month it's been busier than ever with everything that had to be done. We've had to cancel, I forgot what it was, 7 workshops. All the notices, all the refunds going out to everybody who was signed up. So it's
been huge.
It's been huge. It's been a big deal. As I mentioned, we don't have an audience here at the studio today, but we do have a great team, a little smaller than normal. We've got Horace Dinu, Michelle Carrazzo Dinu, Moisha Groger, and Peter Orlando. They're at the desk here running everything. And so far, it's gone pretty well.
So far.
So very special thanks to each and every
one
of you.
Thank you so much.
Back there at the production desk today, making us look as good as possible. And that's not easy to do. So anyway, we're going to take a look right now at the last Passion, the Passion 2020 series. It was the March 7th Shoud. So let's all take a good deep breath. It seems like it was a lot longer than a month ago. Let's take a deep breath and watch the Shoud from the recap from last month. It's time to take a deep breath and feel into everything that's going on. You got this coronavirus as a big distraction. It's disrupting a lot of things, but it's really a big distraction from the other things going on the planet. I mean, it's real. It's about the economy. Has everybody all concerned and jumpy? And you got this other thing going on that most people will never realize. At the same time, right now, this Order of the Ark is closing down. Does not need it anymore. There's enough humans on the planet that are really beginning to understand their sovereign relationship with energy, with their own energy. The Order of the Ark's not needed. New ones will be coming to this planet, but there are many new Earths now. They'll be going there also. And as the Order of the Ark ends its business, it's called for all of the interferers to go back. Angelic families are calling back all of their own. Time to come home now. It's not only going to affect the ones who have been lingering around the invisible realms of the planet. It's going to affect the humans that they've been working with. And they're not all sinister either. They're not all trying to wreak havoc on the planet. Some of them are here to learn things for their angelic families. There's going to be a lot of these supposed Palladian channelers that just stop channeling. Just suddenly feel there's nothing there. And there's going to be some of them that continue. Must be totally bogus because the Palladians are being called back. And you can tell them I said that. So all this is happening. They're being called back home. So the planet now could go forth on its own. In its own way, its own people. It can go into this new species of humans without the interference. It can go into a whole new understanding of energy and consciousness without this cloud of alien interference. But just feel into what's going on the planet over these next 6 months, and more important, for you personal, no big decisions. There's a reason for that. You're going from a time now of having to make all those decisions on your own, whether it's about relationships or house or job or kids or direction in your life. And now you don't need to do that. You're going to find that what's really in your heart, what's truly in your heart, not the decisions that are in the mind, but what's truly in your heart starts to manifest in your life. In the past, when you got into your head, you actually messed up a lot of the decisions or the opportunities in your life. Well, it was a time really to trust. kind of think you have to make decisions about everything. That's kind of not being in trust. Now is that time to trust that you, Merlin, the master, you make all these things happen. It's not an outside force. It's actually, as these things happen in your life now, as your real heart desires start taking place, you realize it really is you. It was just that part of you that you locked off for a long time. And after this 6-month period of not making the big decisions, I think you start to realize that there aren't going to be any very many big decisions you need to make anymore. You're in a whole different flow. You're in a different state of grace, and it's just happening. What's happening is that energy is responding to you, your energy responding to your heart. Not the mind trying to figure everything out and in a state of limitation, but suddenly realize that this is how energy works. It feels into the heart. It feels into the real desires. And then it just happens. The energy serves you. It brings the right people at the right time, the right opportunity. You don't have to work at it, stress at it. So for the next 6 months, no big decisions, just trust and allow. Watch how things change. It's all kind of an interesting time of convergence. With the alien interferers being called back home now. With all this stuff taking place on the planet, with the virus, the coronavirus, with all the changes in technology. Look how everything's kind of converging. Take a deep breath and look at where you are right now. Rising above the noise and the confusion and the chaos. Good deep breath. So with that, you don't have to worry about the big decisions and just watch then how the energy works in a different way to serve you.
How the energy serves me? I'd call it craziness right now.
I don't know, but that seems like that was 2-3 months ago, a lifetime ago, when we did that last shout. And so much has happened since then. The world is becoming a very different place.
Totally different place. It's like, it's just unbelievable. And even trying to see how different people are managing the forced change. And I'm not a very positive person by nature. You know, I tend to be concerned and some worrisome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. We've been married for 42 years. I never realized that until now.
Yeah. I'm always trying to anticipate the potentials. But I have to say, if I have to be trapped, I'm glad to be trapped in paradise.
It's beautiful. It really is. Yeah.
Somebody was watching out for me. I don't know who, but somebody.
Somebody.
Anyway. But it's an important time. And again, what you stop, you start to realize things that we just take for granted.
Absolutely.
And it couldn't happen in a more gentle way, in a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to take a look at the upcoming events now.
There aren't so many.
There aren't so many. We had to cancel quite a few things because of this whole coronavirus.
We had to go online.
But you know, the sun will rise again.
Ah.
There'll be a time when we're back at it. The world's going to be different when that happens, and I'm not sure when it's going to happen. Maybe Adamus will provide some insights today, but
He better.
So we're operating on a very different schedule right now. We do have some cloud classes coming up very
soon.
And
I love that. Isn't that great? You're stuck at home. What better time to sit in front of your computer and just dive into something, because you've got the time and the space to do it.
what's coming up next for us, May 29th through the 31st.
That would be the Sexual Energy School. And as you know, there is some incredible material, but that is the one single event of anything that we recommend. And as you know, when we're doing live events, we require that now for any of the smaller live events, because the way people work with that material, it teaches what's you it? To work. It shows you how to work
it's
with
a core crimson,
energy and relationships.
Core Crimson Circle class.
Absolutely.
We do it online twice a year, and it's good that we're doing it online, because it wouldn't be a good thing to do for a gathering, at least
not
right
so
now.
Good. But you know, since most of it's Tobias with some Adamus updates, it makes sense that it would be online.
So we're doing it May 29th through the 31st. Hopefully we'll be back at the studio by then. If not, we're going to have to figure out a way to do it from here. We're also doing that within the Spanish translation. So if you speak Spanish, you may want to listen to it in Spanish. And I think we have, if I'm not mistaken, we have, little video we're going to play.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Right.
I waited more than 4 years before I felt the urge to take Crimson Circle's Sexual Energy School. I'd heard countless comments about it, and I believe that I already knew what it was about. Now I know. The experience of this class was a big bang for me, unfolding in slow motion. It's not only a workshop, it's really a step-by-step initiation, meaning a transformation in which the initiate is reborn into a new role. I had already buried the hope that I would ever understand what is wrong with my sex life, but SES gives a key: how to touch without neediness. It helped me realize that touching as a means to fulfill a need is a symptom of the sexual energy virus. In SES, I learned about touch without agenda, where the only motivation is being inspired by the beauty of who I really am and my wonderful physical body creation. I learned what self-love means in a practical way. SES brings self-love to a physical level because we are humans after all. Through this class, life must change if I follow Tobias's suggestion of regular time with myself. The energy flow in the body changes, and abused or ignored parts of the body come alive again. I'd like to lift the secret of this class a bit for others who are hesitating. It provides very practical and sensible coaching into a new life of self-love. It is so beautiful, this new art of caring for myself. Why did I wait so long?
The sweetness of that is that those words came literally from an attendee that wanted to express to us how much the SES school meant to her, and her words were so perfect, it was undeniable.
We're planning other online events throughout the summer. We have a number of things going on that we keep you posted about, but like I said, in the last month or so, we had to really shift things around quite a bit with all the canceled workshops. But then, you know, Adamus mentioned this 6 months, you know, don't make any decisions, don't do anything for 6 months. I think he's kind of saying that, you know, by the end of summer, most of the situation will have cleared up and we'll be able to kind of get back to normal, which is good because we're still planning to do our events in the autumn.
And I'm so excited and looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
That,
starting out in Europe. And the very first thing we're going to have there is the channeling workshop in Rust, Austria. I love doing that, and I love Rust, so
stunning
it works out
location.
Very well.
It's a workshop that everyone comes away with something special for them, everyone.
And then later in the month, we're going to be going down to one of our favorite places, the Camargue in the south of France, for the Energy Works workshop. You know, that's going to be such a celebration because I think we're all going to have been confined to quarters for a long time. We're going to be so willing to party.
I will be dancing every night.
I imagine you will be. And speaking of parties, we still are planning on the Passion of the Merlin in Bled, Slovenia. And
big
that's going to be
group.
In September 12th and the 13th. Can you imagine, you know, now we come into September, hopefully everything in the world is kind of lightened up and things are going back to somewhat normal. Can you imagine the party that's going to be?
Well, hell, I just realized that all those events are Virgo month events.
Yes, thank you.
They're all Virgo events.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, so we're celebrating you,
we're
too.
We're celebrating the Virgo month. So we're still very much planning on doing the thing in Bledsylvania. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit because we have an addition to that as well.
Okay.
And then we're back here in Kona in the autumn of 2020. We have a couple of events that have been planned and I believe are sold out.
Yeah, they are.
We're still doing those in mid-November. We're doing the Master Code and an Energy Works workshop later in the month. I just wonder, after all this time not doing live workshops, are we going to be still kind of ready for it? Are we still going to be...
Are
we going to be rusty?
I'm excited just thinking about it. It's out on my radar saying, keep going.
But one of the things about having to cancel the events even this month, it was sad. I looked forward to those.
I know
a lot of Chambra did also.
Me too.
But we're going to be resuming.
See some really good Chambra.
Absolutely. We are going to resume later on. So... with that, now, those are the only events we have to talk about. No recent events, past events.
There were no recent events.
No recent events. So
except
right now.
Except Journey on Angels Online.
That was good, but that wasn't with an audience.
But it still was an event. Well, there was an audience. I talked to them every time we hosted.
Anyway, we're now ready for Chambra news. And, of course, everybody's sitting around their TVs waiting to see what's happening around the world. You don't have much else to do. You're sitting at home waiting. So we got plenty in stock for you.
Okay.
First of all, always a reminder, check out the Chambra magazine. Chambra magazine is where we put all the information about what's happening, any new products, and really great articles. So it's good reading wherever you happen to be going. Here we've got on the cover an angel being called back home.
Oh, boy.
Time to get back to the angelic families. We captured this shot just as she was leaving. It was amazing how we did that. Peter took that shot.
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. So, also, we want to talk about, we got a lot of cool stuff coming up for you to watch during your, I'm politely calling it the homestay. I've heard words like lockdown, quarantine.
Homebound.
Yeah, but homestay, homebound. We got a lot of cool things coming up.
It's good as long as you're with people you like.
And one thing we did get done this past month, we had the crew over here, Peter, Mark Ritter, Gene Tinder, assisted here on the island by Moisha Groger, Michelle Deneau, and Horace Deneau. We got a lot of production done. We were cranking it out.
Well, it was pre-lockdown.
Pre-lockdown. So I'm not even sure they're supposed to be here today.
Shh.
Okay, I'll just keep going. All right. First of all, on any of the things we talk about right now or anything in the store, make sure to use your 15% off homebound discount. Just enter homebound at the checkout. It's good for everything except Keyhawk and live events.
Correct.
But, I mean, it's a great way if you're wanting to watch some old stuff, you definitely want to watch the new stuff, make sure to use this 15% off homebound discount coupon.
We wanted you to feel good about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about a couple things. First of all, we've got the updates. The Journey of the Angels.
Oh, my goodness. You know, the Journey of the Angels, it was funny because I've worked on it a lot, and I remembered how life-changing it was to me. And then Adamus adds his updates, which, like, oh, my Jermaine.
But, you know, it's interesting because
we
had scheduled to do this update 6 months ago. So,
many months ago.
It wasn't just like we decided at the last minute. The timing couldn't have been better.
Unreal.
With everything going on in the world. As a matter of fact, Linda, you were the one really pushing for the update. I kind of didn't want to do it. I kind of was saying, Journey of the Angels, you know, it's been around for a while. And back then, our filming wasn't nearly up to what it is now, our video production work. But you kind of insisted, so we scheduled it. Couldn't have been better timing with the closing of the Order of the Ark. And you know, the Journey of the Angels explains how we got from wherever we came from.
Where we started.
You know, through the Star Wars period, through the angelic families, through coming to Earth. It's so comprehensive. And then with the new things that Adamus talked about during the Journey of the Angels, right now it is so perfectly timed.
Jeffrey, you channeled Adamus, and he constantly made references to Journey of the Angels because he was always referring to things that in that journey that were so specific to us now. And so I could hear Adamus saying, do it, And we
go
did.
For it. And we did. We're going to take a look at the Journey of the Angels update. And again, this is available as a cloud class online. There's 10 sessions. And again, you can use your homebound coupon for this.
It is as relevant as you could possibly imagine, and as timely as you could possibly imagine. Again, as Jeff said, with all this convergence and the angels and everything being called home, it's a holy crap moment.
It puts the whole story together. Let's take a look at the recap for the Journey of the Angels update.
Okay.
I didn't think it could ever be updated. You know how it is when you read a really good book, when you come to the end and you're kind of sad and disappointed. Now you just put the book down on your nightstand and you wish there was more. Well, that's kind of what we have here. Tobias's Journey of the Angels, it's done. He finished. He's back on the earth now as Sam. But what if there was a sequel? A beautiful sequel that you could tap into right now. And what if that sequel was called something like Time of the Machines, the continuing saga of Journey of the Angels? Now comes the time of the dragon to this planet. Each and every one of you have experienced the dragon in your life. You know what that's like to be torn apart by the dragon, but all for the good, all for helping you to release what doesn't belong there anymore. But now this dragon comes to the planet. It'll be here for many years to come. The planet's going to be waking up. And as you know from your experiences, waking up is not always pretty. Well, rarely, if ever pretty. Awakening has its trials and tribulations. It's very, very difficult because it requires some huge shifts in thinking, in perspective, in consciousness. But the planet is starting its awakening right now. And then at the same time, all here, right condensed in the early part of 2020, we have this other event that will go unknown to most beings for a long, long time. It was the closure of the Order of the Ark. And one more thing, by the way. There's been a lot of interference from the outside, what you would call aliens. But these are kind of the renegades, the rebels from your angelic families. They're the ones who, yes, they came through the portal to Earth, but many never took on a physical body. Many never birthed. They were the interferers. They were the ones whispering in your ears. They were the ones seeking power through humans who seek power. They were the ones who were here to, in a way, throw humans off course, get them distracted, get them into conspiracies, get them to believe there is a being higher than themselves, and humans fell for it. These aliens had been interfering for a long, long time, but now it was time for them to leave, and one of the final gestures of the Order of the Ark was to say, be gone, go, scram, get out of here. Go back to your angelic families. No longer seek power, no longer seek to feed off humans. They're on their own now, as they need to be, and it's up to them, without interference, to see what comes next. And then something happened on the Earth. The very statements I made back in 2014 about something sweeping across the planet. I said back then a virus would come to this planet within the next few years. And that virus would sweep across the planet and bring everything from alarm to focus. It would change the very nature of human life, not just for a few days or weeks, but forever, forever. They won't have a clue about it until a certain level of consciousness is reached on the planet. First, relating to what this whole coronavirus is about, economic shift and rebalancing. And secondly, enough awareness and what you would call light on the planet. That consciousness then will give the researchers, the scientists, the doctors, the healthcare officials, the insights in how to deal with it. That's why you're here. That's what's happening right now. And that's why it is no coincidence that we're sitting here together, viewing the journey of the angels, but we're also preparing for that next sequel, the time of the machines, the continuing saga of the journey of the angels. There's 10 sessions in the Journey of the Angels, including the updates from Adamus, plus all the original material from Tobias. It was interesting when we were doing the update here, right here at the Pavilion, a couple of weeks ago, we had the production crew here, Linda and myself, and we all sat watching it, just absolutely spellbound. I mean, I've channeled it, I've heard it over the years, but for some reason, in this timing right now, it's so appropriate. And we were just, our mouths were open, wide open looking at it. And then plus the Adamus updates, just amazing. So it's available in the Crimson Circle store as a cloud class. You have 90 days to view it once you've ordered it. And I would highly recommend it. I thank you for pushing to kind of do it, because you're the one that said it needs to be done. You must be intuitive or psychic or something.
Adamus and I kind of have a little bit of a thing.
Yeah, and keep me out of it. All right. Well, this last month, everything was breaking loose around the planet, and things were crazy. We were having to cancel workshops, everything
Amazing.
Going on, as we all know now.
Disappointing.
And at that point, Adamus said, well, let's film something, a message for Chambra that we're calling the Convergence. It was one of those cases, again, where we filmed, I think it was on a Monday morning, and we actually had it up in all the... on YouTube, on our Crimson Circle website by Wednesday. Now, there's a lot of work that goes into processing files and cleaning things up, plus getting them up on the servers, plus all the notices, the artwork, everything else. And it was one of those cases, once again, where the Crimson Circle staff
made it happen.
Oh, man, they worked day and night.
Peter's kind of been a slave. It's just been incredible.
We actually locked Peter in here at night. We close the shades and don't let him out.
He's been an incredible good sport.
We feed him some food. But
good
anyway.
Sport.
So we filmed Convergence, and it's available free of charge. It's a great recap from Adamus about what's happening on the planet right now. And you know, when you have the overview, you really understand kind of what's going on and the reason for it. It makes it a lot, well, you don't get into the fear and the anxiety.
Right.
It's kind of like, oh, okay, now I understand. So let's take a look at just a short recap of what Adamus talked about in Convergence, free product online or on YouTube. Let's take a look.
Welcome. We're here at the Villa Amio on the Big Island of Hawaii at this historic time. I'm Linda Benyohapi. This is Jeffrey Hoppe, and we're here to share with you.
Let's take a good deep breath with that, because it truly is a historic time right now. What we're going through is unprecedented, and that's why we wanted to gather here with each and every one of you to give this message about what's going on and what may be coming.
So to get started, we have the four C's. We have consciousness, coronavirus, coming home, and convergence.
What we have, what we're living in, what we're doing here right now is an amazing convergence of so many different things. And it's happening right now. It's not something in the future. It's happening right now. We have all the elements coming together. Gaia is leaving. It's the time of machines, in other words, when technology plays such an important part of our life. That's converging. The dragon enters. That's one of the pieces of the convergence. The planet begins to awakening. You see how it's all coming together. And then along comes the coronavirus. Coronavirus. Who'd have thought that all humans would be sitting at home at this time without it being caused by a war or anything else, but a virus, the coronavirus, causing so many changes in our human lives. And then the Order of the Ark closing, calling it a day, business is done. They came to do, they did what they came to do, and now it's closing. And almost simultaneously, the clarion call goes out for all the, what I call, aliens to return home. All of those who have been in the peripherals of Earth, all of the ones who've been either interfering or really where they just don't, aren't contributing to the planet right now, they're being called back home, and the angelic families are disbanding. So I think it's time. I know Adamus would love to come in and say a few words. I am that I am. Adamus of Saint Germain. Indeed, it is unprecedented what's happening on the planet right now. There's no denying it. Everybody is being called home right now. It's unprecedented. Recently, I said the coronavirus was about economics. For a while now on this planet, the economy, the monies have been unbalanced. And this virus comes along, and of course, what's the biggest impact right now, other than human lives? But the biggest impact is the economy. Ultimately, it's about getting people to realize that the energy is theirs. They may not realize it right away. They may not have the same understanding, but ultimately, getting people to realize that the energy isn't out there. It's not in a paycheck. It's not in a job. The energy isn't held by some galactic command, or the energy isn't just in the universe somewhere. The energy is all right here. So what you're going through right now, absolutely unprecedented in this call back home, this call to come home to all the other beings all around the universe and the omniverse. It's happening right now. The date, the official date of the announcement for the fact that the angelic families are being disbanded, is coming soon. It's actually been scheduled, because it ties in so well to the numbers, it's scheduled for April 4th, 2020. Not too far away. April 4th. Because it's also symbolic of transitioning from the 33 number, the Christ consciousness number, which is now firmly planted on the planet, and now going into the master number, 44. So what a perfect time, on April 4th, the fourth month, the fourth day, on the year 2020, which adds up to a four. I'd like you to feel into not only what you've done on this planet, how far you've come, but I'd like you to feel into your time of coming to realization. This is it right now. As Caldera and Linda said, this is it. No more wavering. No more letting doubts get in your way. No more holding back. It's time for you to be who you truly are once again. It's time for your realization, and all you have to do is relax into it. That's it.
This is a must-see message from Adamus, and this is available free in the Crimson Circle store or on YouTube. If you're a Chambra, please take advantage of this. Listen to this. You know, you can share it with other people, but there's a good chance that it won't necessarily mean what it does to all of us.
Yeah, that was a great message. And
amazing.
Again, we got it out in a very timely fashion. Okay, moving on. One of the things we realized during this last month, actually Jean Tinder, the content manager, was doing a little bit of work, research work, and she realized there was so much that was said in Pronost 2014 and the Pronost 2014 update that is absolutely relevant right now. It was surprising. Now, this was the very first pronost we ever did, and it was almost outlined in there. It was chilling, actually, how much information was in pronost. So we've taken pronost 2014 and just the Adamus channels. We had a couple other guest presenters, but the Adamus channels and from the update, put them together into a single product. We're re-releasing it because we'd actually retired that. We've re-released it, and you get seven sessions for $75, which is a really good deal.
You know, an interesting observation. I remember when we first did that, people were like, oh, that was kind of dreary. That wasn't really what I wanted to hear. And I think that it was too easy to just shove it aside.
Yeah.
And the reality was, it truly was a heads up.
Right in Pronost 2014, Adamus talks about a virus sweeping the planet where they don't have a remedy or an answer to it right away. He talks about the huge impact that it would make on the planet. That and a lot of other information was a little eerie that it was that accurate, that close.
It was hard to want to hear it.
Yeah, the Pronost update, it's available right now. It's actually six sessions, and we're retitling it. Pronost update, it's happening now. So if you want to go back into the archives, that's a great thing to watch during your homebound stay. Okay, great. Next, Linda.
Okay, Ancestral Freedom Update.
Yeah. So we've been doing a lot of work.
Well, once again, there's no coincidence in this timing. This is all so related to everything that's going on right now. It couldn't be happening at a more perfect time, actually.
Absolutely. So we did an update to the Ancestral Freedom,
right.
And it was one additional session. Ancestral Freedom is such a core class. It's two sessions with Adamus. It's such a core class, and Adamus now is added to that. So if you haven't watched it, now is a great time. Or if you watched it in the past, you get 50% off if you resubscribe to it. But Ancestral Freedom, and I forgot, with everything going on, if we have a recap for this. I'm checking over the production desk. Peter is nodding his head, saying, get on with it. Yes. No, just the Ancestral Freedom update. All right, we got a lot going on. We're going to take a look at the Ancestral Freedom update with Adamus. Here we go. We have this whole convergence of things taking place on the planet. I mean, right now. We have the order of the Ark basically closing down. This was the gathering of all the angelic families and also the entry point for so long for many who were coming for their first lifetime on the planet. Gaia is leaving right now. Gaia came here to infuse this planet with life force energy. Has been responsible for all the kingdoms of the planet. And what could we add to that? Well, recently there was a clarion call that went out for all those who were what I call the aliens of Earth, the interferers, the ones who, for the most part, really hadn't taken on physical body. Some had, but not a lot. The ones who were here really not in this search or seeking the answers of energy resolution. They were energy feeders. They were disruptors. They're literally being summoned back to their angelic families right now because their time is done interfering or perhaps holding back the earth as well. So they're being called back home. Now let's pause for just a moment with that. They're being called back home, and what do you have happening on the planet right now? Well, people are being called home, told to stay home because of this thing called the coronavirus. Everybody's going home right now. Everybody's going home, the aliens and the humans. So what's going on? What is going on with all of this? Well, that's what I'm here to tell you. That's the reason, the whole reason for this update. What's going on is that the spiritual families, the angelic families themselves, all 144,000, are being called home to be told that they're being disbanded. They're being released. The spiritual angelic families are closing. I hope that gives you a good, warm feeling and a remembrance of why you came here. It's all coming together. Let's take a deep breath, and now you've released your ancestral family. Now let's help out the Order of the Ark and the angelic families. Let's do our releasing right now. I hope you realize soon what you're really doing on this planet and the profound effects that it has through all of creation. Let's take a deep breath together for all that's happening at this moment. The converging of so many things.
So remember, there's two original sessions plus the update. It's a Crimson Circle Core class. We highly recommend this to anyone at any time.
Yeah.
So go to the store at crimsoncircle.com, and there are many translations available also.
You know, I've noticed in watching all these recaps how everything's tying in, whether it's Ancestral Freedom or Journey of the Angels or Pronos 2014. Everything is converging, all tying in together. The message is becoming very, very clear what's happening on the planet and what's happening here for Chambra.
And now, my favorite thing, nearly,
yes,
for the timing is, I am calm.
You are. You are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. We have a new Master's Pause that we just came out with. I think it just went up in the store last night. We recorded it here in Kona. You can see it's been a busy, busy
Who's
month for us.
Who's not ready for
I am calm. Yeah, now available. I think it's $25 in the store. These Master Pause series have been really popular because it's Adamus, it's quiet, it's a big Morab, it's time to just get into the energy. So let's take a look at I Am Calm, brand new product in the Master Pause series. Take a good deep breath and feel into how you feel. Feel into yourself right now. How are you feeling? What's going on? Well, if you're here, it's probably because things are a little chaotic. And rightfully so, so much going on in your life. So many changes taking place in your body, your mind. And on top of that, all the energies and the world around you, outside of you, are, well, they're a little crazy right now. You're feeling this because you're sensitive, but it's really not yours. It's something very appropriate happening on the planet right now. You have everything you need right now for your own calmness, for your own happiness and stability, everything you need. You're on the path that you chose. Take a good deep breath and relax into it. And calmness isn't something you work at. You just allow. You just choose and allow. Let your future come in right now, and it's here in the now, but let it be in your presence, in your consciousness, to share with you what that part of you, that thing that's already in your energy, already knows. Let it come in and tell you in its own words, not me telling you, but let the realized, abundant, healthy future come in right now. Breathe it into your body, into your mind, into this exact moment. And hear what the future has to say now. You can feel it now, even in your body. You can feel that calmness as the mind settles down, as the mind has the reassurance from the future, which is right now. Then the body settles down, and all the energies that have got stuck in the body, they calm down. I can smile about it. I can smile looking at what's happening on Earth right now, actually kind of joyful. It means something is changing. You're not going to put yourself in harm's way. You're not going to put yourself in jeopardy in all this. So take a deep breath into the I am calm. Take a deep breath. You've got all the tools, everything needed. I am calm.
So timely, and a simple gift you give yourself. A mere $25 download available in the store now.
Right now. Yep. I think I'm going to do that right after we're done with our channel with Adamus today.
Yeah, me too.
So guess what else is coming up? Matter of fact, today.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Today.
Okay, so this is my favorite.
Okay.
Keyhawk. Yes, more Keyhawk. Yeah. Keyhawk 10. We are so excited to open up Keyhawk 10.
Absolutely. Registration for Keyhawk 10 opens today. As we like to say, X marks the spot. It's Keyhawk 10. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
Jeff, no, I can't, but it's been that good. But what I find more exciting was I went to my computer and I was looking up some things, and all of a sudden I saw people at midnight were already signing up for Keyhawk.
Wow.
Yes.
Keyhawk has gotten to be such a beautiful thing that we do with Adamus twice a month. We gather together with him in the house of Keyhawk, and he comes up with some of the latest, greatest, amazing, mind-boggling information that you could possibly imagine.
Insights beyond words. He redefines things in a new energy way that is just unimaginable otherwise. And it's interesting because he went through an incredible discussion and rediscussing of chaos.
Yeah.
and defining what chaos was and why it was a good thing. And I think that's helped me stay calm.
Absolutely. So Keyhawk is now ready for registration. We actually begin in early July with
Correct.
The sessions, but you could start registering now. We have a couple of special discounts for this year, which I'll tell you about in just a moment, because we're going to take a look at the Keyhawk 10, kind of the intro for it. Let's take a look at that now. Keyhawkers always tell us how the messages are so personal for them, like Adamus is talking just to them. The messages are always tailored to where we are right now. And that's what I love about Keyhawk, the highly personal nature, like Adamus is with you all of the time. I love these sessions. I actually need these sessions, given everything that's happening in the world right now, and with my own coming to realization. Keyhawk has developed into a community, with Keyhawkers connecting with each other in the House of Keyhawk social media group, but also in the workshops and live events. There's a strong bond with Keyhawkers because they're going through similar, intense experiences. It's the best of the best of Chambra. When Adamus introduced Keyhawk 10 years ago, I think he knew perfectly well that it would evolve into a core group that would take the deep dive, culminating right now at the time of machines. I'm looking forward to this next year of Keyhawk. Keyhawk 10. Now more than ever.
So we're very excited about it. Remember, it's two sessions per month.
Yep.
There's also each month, Douglas Davies and I do a Living in Keyhawk, where we kind of go into the material a little bit.
It's really good because you guys give another kind of perspective of it. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to tell to kind of where Adamus is going. Sometimes the physics and the information is so deep, and you guys provide a really, really good insight during Living in Keyhawk. We have some special discounts this year. We know things are a little wacky on the planet for people, and what we've done is, if you're brand new to Keyhawk, the price is normally $1,500 for the year. We've reduced that to $1,200. If you are already a Keyhawk subscriber, the discounted price is $1,000, and we're taking another $100 off that, so it's $900. So there's some pretty good discounts on Keyhawk. We know it's a little tough for some people.
And we extended a payment plan for, like I said, we know there's some people that are having some challenges with their working away and things like that. So we tried to do our best to really make it reasonable and ready for you. And it doesn't start till July.
And there's a six payment plan.
Exactly.
So we're trying to make it a little bit easier for everybody because we love doing Keyhawk and we want to make sure that as many people as possible are involved in that.
Correct.
So that's Keyhawk. Also want to mention that it is now in eight languages.
Holy smoke.
English, French, German, Japanese, Korean, Romanian, Russian, and Spanish. It's grown from, of course, just English. And it takes a lot of work because we need a translator who gets on it like right away, right after the Keyhawk session. It's a lot of organizing, both for the translators and the groups doing it in those countries, but also for our team here.
Right.
But it's been amazing to see this expand now to eight different languages all over the world.
We're excited.
It's truly global. So, again, Keyhawk 10, now more than ever, and it opens for registration on 4/4/2020. That's today.
Adamus offers so much with Keyhawk. There's nothing like it. The focus and the depth, it's there. And he's with us every step of the way anyways. But with Keyhawk, you really, really wire into it.
Absolutely. So a couple other things. It was very heartwarming, almost tear-bringing. Recently on social media, several different people posted, hey, maybe it's time to step up and help Crimson Circle. I think people know we had to cancel a lot of workshops. We provided 100% refund to everybody who was affected by this. But it's just, it's a... it's a time for everybody to step up to help everyone. A couple of people started this on social media saying, isn't it time we gave something back to Crimson Circle? Now, most people aren't aware that less than 1% of Chambra are Crimson Circle angels, and less than 6% ever buy anything. And that's okay. We're fine with that because it's about being able to provide a lot of free materials. But, of course, we do have a staff and things to run. So this kind of underground effort started, and we're calling it the Master Up $44 program. So we quickly accommodated the needs, put together a very special store page, and also it's right on your webcast page as you're watching today. There's a link there to it that if you're interested in contributing $44 towards the work of the Crimson Circle so we can continue to make this work available for free for a lot of people around the world may not be able to afford it. If it fits with your desires and in your pocketbook, we'd certainly appreciate it. $44 goes a long way to contributing to the work.
It all makes a difference.
And if you're not able to, if it's just not a good time for you, how about just 44 heartfelt hugs and appreciation, social distancing hugs, not real ones, but ethereal hugs. We appreciate the support. And when these letters and emails come in or on social media, people thank the Crimson Circle staff for the work. It's just, it's heartfelt. And that's why we wanted to dedicate today's shout to the Crimson Circle staff.
Truly.
So if you're interested, it's called the 44 Master Up. Okay, we're running a little late, but, you know, it doesn't matter because we got something really rude to talk about right now.
Of course.
Of course. The folks at Rood Awakening, like everybody else, were hit with this whole coronavirus kind of worldwide shutdown.
Off track.
And we had a really good phone call with them the other day. We enjoyed it, guys, a lot, talking to you on the phone. And they said, well, we want to do a message for Chambra. Now, you know them. They're not just going to do a
very
little...
Very bright in their spirit.
They're not just going to do a little, you know, YouTube recorded message. They went all out. This is a message from the Rood Awakening team over in Amsterdam, or Holland, who was also affected by all this. This is kind of... I love this. Let's take a look at what the Rood folks have to say.
Live and direct from the Ascended Masters Club and the laboratories of FM deep in the heart of the Crystal Caves, it's the Rood Awakening Show! In March, the Rood Awakening team was hard at work putting their cinematic vision to screen. What started off as a final manifestation of this grandiose film project, documenting the epic journey of Chambra, was forced to a dramatic halt.
Oh no!
The team of once uber-creative individuals turned into human sloths, forced into cocooning, overconsumption of wine, and once again trying to find love outside of themselves through useless dating apps. Then, devastation turned into inspiration. Not only one, but seven dragons came through one more time for a final cleansing.
Dios mío!
The brave men and women of the Rood Awakening team finally transmuted chaos into creation. Eureka! Deep within their fortress of solitude, they turned what looked like a complete and utter shit show once again into sheer stuff of legends. All this despite the Order of the Ark disbanding, mass hysteria sweeping the planet, and toilet paper becoming more valuable than gold. Ladies and germs, you can't make this shit up.
See.
So, what has become of the monumental world premiere in Amsterdam, we hear you ask? Fret not! Once again, what looked like chaos, turmoil, sabotage, and disappointment of biblical proportions turns into magic. And while the realization clock is at 4:12, these magnificent pirates of consciousness kept paving the way. After carefully consulting with the Circle of Crimson, they devised a grand plan for the grandest premiere in the most grandest setting, Passion of the Merlin Inn.
Bled, Slovenia.
Not only are we showing this movie once, we are showing it twice. Once on Saturday afternoon, September the 12th, for Shamra attending the Crimson Circle event, and a second showing on Monday, September the 14th, for all the fine Shamra who purchased tickets for the original Amsterdam premiere.
Your tickets are still valid, and you will receive an electric letter soon.
Where a barren desert of fear, doubt, social distancing, and senseless dating apps were beginning to consume us, a lush forest of celebratory laughter and frolicking into the ultimate party of realization beckons and awaits! Shamra, not bad for pond scum!
Not bad at all!
See you in Bled, my sweet pirates, rock stars, and dearest motherfuckers of consciousness! Relax! Allow... It is all natural, Shamra.
They have such a great way of putting a rude smile on our faces.
Yeah,
and
they do.
And on top of that, they put this together in a matter of, what, 3 days?
Incredible.
Incredible. So just to kind of recap, if you were signed up to go to the Rude Awakening premiere event in Amsterdam
in June,
it's being transferred over now. This is so cool because we're going to do the Bled event anyway. I think it's the 12th and the 13th of September. And we're tacking on an extra day for them. They're going to be doing kind of an in-depth into the film. We're going to be showing it at the regular Crimson Circle event, of course. So it's kind of turned into Bled is kind of the world premiere now for
this.
It
is inadvertently.
It's amazing. We couldn't have planned it better.
And they know that people in Bled, you know, the Shamra types like to party, yeah. And it their premiere is sort of a party, so it sounds just right to me.
Oh, absolutely. And they are going to do a premiere again in Amsterdam later on things settle down.
Okay.
But actually, the true world launch of Rude Awakening, the film, is going to occur in Bled, Slovenia.
Amazing.
500 Shamra from all around the world. And they're attaching this second day, or this extra day on Monday the 14th. In case you had tickets or if there's extra room, you'll be able to participate in that. Our Bled event is pretty well sold out. But if you want to go bought the tickets, if you want to go just to their event on the 14th of September, get information at rudeawakening-film.com.
And, you know, actually, you'd be surprised how often people get in on the wait list. Little things happen at the last minute that prevent somebody from coming, and there's an open spot from time to time. We never really know.
Absolutely.
And didn't you really like the Fourth Be With You?
I like that, Fourth Be With You. Yeah, I can't say it very well, but anyway, we run a little late. We're going to take a 30-minute break, no matter where you are in the world. We've got 30 minutes. There's a countdown timer on your screen as we take this break. We're going to play a little music for you, but before we go, we want to have a special, warm, huge thank you to all the translators, all the web hosts, the Crimson Circle Angels, a very special thanks to you right now. All the volunteers, and of course...
You contribute so much. It's such an honor to have such a great group of people. We couldn't do it. We certainly couldn't do it ourselves.
And of course, this shout is dedicated to the full-time, regular Crimson Circle staff. Our heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you.
Thank you.
It's been a crazy month. You guys have pitched in like unbelievable, never before. What we've cranked out in this time, plus all the other things going on, it's unprecedented, as
thank
most
you.
Everything is these days. So thank you to the Crimson
thank you,
Circle
everyone.
Staff. We're going to take a coffee break. We're going to whatever you happen to be doing on your break.
Whatever break you need.
Just whatever break. Just don't go outside and socialize. Not right now.
And I hope you're ready for Adamus, because I'm suspect he's got some incredible stuff to share.
You never know. We'll be back in 30 minutes. 30 minutes from now. So we won't be starting at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be starting at about 20 till the hour. Linda and I are going to run here for a moment. We're going to double check on Belle, see how she's doing. I know she's sleeping somewhere. Anyway, we'll see you in just a bit. Thank you.
Thank you all.